In what may be a landmark decision, a federal panel of judges has ruled all of North Carolina's congressional districts are illegal partisan gerrymanders. They banned the map from being used in this year's election and ordered the General Assembly to draw new districts by 5 p.m. on January 24th. That's 2 weeks from today. Lawmakers are expected to appeal the ruling. Michael Bitzer joins us now over the phone to discuss the ramifications of this ruling. He's a political scientist at Catawba College. Good morning, Dr. Bitzer.
Good morning, Marshall.
Let's start on the legal front with this. How rare are federal rulings against partisan gerrymandering?
This is new territory that the court has basically started to insert itself in. The most prominent case right now is a case out of Wisconsin that is in the Supreme Court that is being decided as we speak regarding the role of partisanship in drawing districts and whether legislatures can go too far in giving too much power to one political party over the other. But this was a pretty historic ruling because they were very blunt in saying this is unacceptable for various reasons, and that this is really a kind of shot across the bow to say we need to look seriously at political participation and polarization and partisanship in a way that the court has been very hesitant to do so in the past.
You mentioned the case in Wisconsin. There's another one in Maryland involving gerrymandering by Democrats. Will this ruling here in North Carolina have any effect on those cases?
I don't think so. In fact, I think those cases will probably have the greater impact on this case. But this case certainly lays out a number of what the judges believe were compelling reasons for looking suspiciously at partisan gerrymandering. But I think the Wisconsin and the Maryland cases will probably set the groundwork, and perhaps North Carolina will have to respond to those cases if indeed the appeal goes up as we expect it to do.
I want to turn now to the political ramifications, the possible ramifications here in North Carolina. Right now, the U.S. House delegation from North Carolina is 10 Republicans, 3 Democrats. Do you think this may change if the maps are redrawn?
I think so, and the likelihood is that the court even recognized that 10-3 advantage Republican was such a statistical anomaly that it was profound in terms of saying this was indeed partisan gerrymandering. So I think, you know, Democrats would look at this as the potential to pick up some seats in North Carolina. Republicans might be looking at this as saying, you know, this may be a way for us to redraw the districts, not be as greedy as we want to be, maybe sacrifice one or two seats. But with the potential political environment of the midterm elections and a potential Democratic wave, this may be a boon to Republicans to say, let's at least try and insulate ourselves before November's wave crashes on us.
This ruling comes about a month before the candidate filing period begins. That's, you know, considered the official start of the 2018 election season. How would this change things?
I think certainly the candidate filing period will get pushed back. The primaries will get pushed back. This is not unheard of in North Carolina politics, but certainly it adds more chaos to what we are expecting to be a very chaotic 2018 midterm election cycle.
Republicans still dominate the General Assembly, and they will again be in charge of redistricting. And you've already hinted at this a little bit, but I want to ask it. I mean, if this ruling stands, how do you think they'll change their tack on redrawing districts moving forward?
Well, I think they won't be as blatant as what Representative Lewis was called out for in the opinion by saying, we drew a 10-3 advantage because we couldn't draw an 11-2 advantage. I think they will be much more circumspect. They relied on partisanship, thinking that they could get away with that. The court very quickly and very swiftly struck back at that. So I think you may actually see Republicans kind of just say, we're going to redraw these maps, but not tell you exactly how we're going to go about doing it and only play by certain rules that are very firm in legal standing for drawing redistricting.
And it's just something we'll have to wait and see what happens.
Yeah, I was going to say it's going to be an interesting 2 weeks to see if the case doesn't be put on hold hold by the U.S. Supreme Court.
That's Michael Bitzer, Provost and Professor of Political Science at Catawba College in Salisbury.